This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Hey, welcome back to the Shane Tonight Show. My name is Shane.
My name is Max. I have an axe. I use it to cut wood and nothing else.
You have an axe?
I do.
A real one?
Yes.
Do you use it to cut wood?
Yes. And nothing else.
You sure?
Yes.
There's not no dismembered body in your freezer?
I mean, like there's pieces of cows and pigs and chickens.
Well, I mean, yeah.
So in that regard, yes.
But not like human pieces?
No. Okay. And also, I didn't use an axe to do that.
Right. Right. Anyway, this is a podcast about nothing.
That makes you think of something.
And we're back. We got two episodes in January.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're fucking good, dude.
Are you sure the last one wasn't?
The last one we recorded in December, but I released it on New Year's Day.
Oh, fuck yes.
I got it edited in time.
Dude, two in January.
All right, two in January, but that probably means February is usually our down month, so.
Yeah, I'm about to be out of town for like 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah, that's usually what I figure. Yeah. We did it last year where you were out of town. We were able to do it remotely.
Were we?
Yeah, we did a remote episode last year.
We can give that another shot. I have no idea what my internet connection is going to be like.
I got to figure out my laptop. I got the blue screen of death on it right now.
Yeah, you got to like reformat the whole thing.
Yeah, it's like you keep saying I got the Windows security something or another.
That's crazy.
So anyway, that's enough about that.
Yeah.
So yeah, man. Shit, the holidays are over.
Thank God.
Yeah. New Year's is over.
Yep.
Nothing bad happened.
Yeah, it's a brand new year. So far, everything's going smooth.
Smooth as can be. Except for that Greenland shit or Greenland or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. I didn't expect the stuff with Venezuela and then all that hot talk about Greenland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
That kind of, yeah.
Fucking weird. Anyway, I was thinking about something today.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to get off topic on that.
Yeah.
But I am going to sound like an asshole on this.
All right.
But it's been on my mind, and I can't really shake it. And when something's on my mind, I feel like it needs to come to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm going to sound like an asshole.
I'll just let it out.
I get really perturbed. I get really irritated.
Yeah.
I use perturbed and irritated.
I heard you use both. Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
When there's people that smoke weed.
All right.
And they're vegan.
Okay.
And they fucking think they're better than you. And they're all organic. You know what I'm saying?
I
do. Have you ever run into people like this?
Like those crunchy Birkenstock people?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they think they're so much better than you because they don't conform?
Because they don't conform, even though they conform pretty strictly to a certain subculture?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, yeah. I ran into one of these guys a couple weeks ago,
just
randomly walking down the street.
Yeah.
And... fuck, I don't know how it happened, dude, but next thing I know, I'm in a conversation with this guy about how fucking everything I think is wrong. And I'm like, dude, you don't know me.
No, he doesn't know you.
I'm like, who are you?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you? You patchouli smelling.
You fucking patchouli and B.O. The patchouli doesn't cover the B.O., man. It just, it just adds an accent to it.
It doesn't cover anything, man. Wash your fucking hair.
Yeah.
I'm sounding like I'm old. I'm sounding like I'm jaded, but hear me out. Hear me out, people.
Yeah.
Please hear me out.
Yeah.
I don't think it's just when somebody like that, the stoner hippie people, organic, think they're better than you. Think they're better than everybody. I think it's like anybody, dude, that it irritates me. Because I was really thinking about it. I'm like, why did this guy irritate me so much?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was talking about how he's all organic and like all this other stuff. And like, I don't know how it came up, dude. It was like a 5 minute. I'm walking down the street with my client. My client says hello to him. The next thing I know, we're in this fucking 10-minute conversation.
So this guy decided to go into all this with disabled guy.
Yeah.
Just this, who he doesn't know.
Talking about how he could get cured by Mother Nature, if you know what I'm saying.
Fucking Jesus. All right, yeah.
Mother Nature, he could cure you, my brother.
How old was this dude?
Dude, he had to be at least in his 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Man. Usually dude, they're...
usually they're younger.
Yeah.
But it's changing, my man. People are starting to get into this organic hippie shit. I fucking sound like I'm in the 60s, man.
Here's the thing. This is not a new phenomenon.
No.
That you're describing. This is like, when I was in college, one of the guys I bought weed from was one of these guys, right?
Right.
Yeah. And he drove around in a fucking SUV and talked about fucking the environment and shit.
Yeah, this is exactly what I'm talking
about.
Yeah,
white guy with dreadlocks and a trust fund and all that.
Dude,
yeah.
You remember when you used to have to buy weed and it used to be like, because I'm not a proponent to like smoking weed. That's not what I'm saying. I used to smoke all the time.
Yeah, me too.
But you used to have to hang out with some weird fucking people. And like now you could just go into a fucking store and buy it, right?
Yeah.
You could just walk in and buy some weed. Back when I smoked, you had to go sit at some weird dude's house.
Yeah, have a conversation with someone.
Act like you liked him.
Yeah, pretend to be friends with this guy.
Pretend to be friends until he fucking finally figured out that he needed to get the scale out to fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Weigh you out some.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're listening to this guy bullshit about the Matrix and how it's really happening or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, or tell you about chemtrails and shit. Yeah.
And then the worst ones are these hippie guys, right?
Yeah.
Because your guy's like not in town one day and he's like, oh, but my friend over here, he can hook you up. Right? So you go to the hippie guy and now you're sitting there talking to this hippie guy about fucking how he grows all of his own food and shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, I just want to get some weed.
Yeah. And, you know, some people did it because, like, that's where they got their extra cash or whatever. Yeah. The guy I'm thinking of, like, he sold drugs as, like, a part of his fashion ensemble.
Right.
Right. Like, he's like, I sell weed and mushrooms because that's who I... But he didn't need the money.
Right. Most people I found that were like that didn't need the money.
Yeah.
They just did it. Because I think they didn't have any friends.
Well, I honestly, man, I trust a drug dealer who has like a good professional work ethic.
Right.
And is trying to make a living.
Right. Right.
That's my kind of drug dealer.
And now it's like I was talking to somebody about it. And he was just like, dude, you don't even have, you just walk into a store now. And I'm like, dude, I'm so glad I don't smoke anymore. Because
mm-hmm.
I'd be in that motherfucker every day.
I wouldn't.
I'd buy enough of that. Just checking out to see what the new merchandise they got coming in is.
Yeah,
so I know.
I wouldn't at all. I'd go in once a month, get enough to keep me going. Right. I'd get my paycheck.
Right.
I'd fucking pay my rent and my utilities. And then I'd go to the head shop and I'd spend the rest of it there. And I'll be like, great, I'm good for the month.
It's a weird, it's a different time than when we're.
I guess not the head shop, the dispensary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird time. It's a different time. Now you can just be a degenerate and walk into a shop and everybody's like, hey, it's okay. You're a degenerate.
Yeah. You used to be a degenerate.
Having to hang out with weird dudes.
Hang out with other degenerates. Yeah.
And it was like your buddy or whatever, right? Like it was always some weird dude that your buddy knew. Like he was like, dude, I know a guy. But you gotta hang out with them for a little while.
I ended up having a guy who like I knew and I liked and I trusted and we became friends and we became roommates.
Right.
That was cool.
Right.
But he wasn't primarily my drug dealer at that point.
Right. I wonder if we're gonna get in trouble for talking about this. Anyway, whatever.
Whatever.
I don't care. The thing about it is, I just was thinking about it, man, because like this guy just irked me. And it wasn't just thinking that he was better than me, or like me thinking that he thought he was better than me because he was all organic or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just people that are like that. I could go to any kind of thing, any kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll even go into like the 12 step tech, like people that think they're 12 step gurus or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Irritate the piss out of me. It's like any lady that thinks they're like
their inventory doesn't stink.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Like it doesn't matter. Like, and that's been coming up a lot on my fucking Instagram feed for some fucking reason. How 12-step programs are a cult.
Those
weird.
Those fuckers who get like really smug. They're like, I'll pray for you.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, those fuckers.
Fuck those guys.
They got, dude, I think I was one of those guys.
I mean, everybody.
I think I was one of those guys at one point.
Everybody who takes it seriously has like flirts with that at some point.
Right.
But.
You I was never
got to grow
I
out of it. Right?
I don't think I was bad.
No, you weren't. Well, I was like, you and me, we were kind of in that. Yeah.
But I mean, I could remember though, there would be people that just irritated the piss out of me. And I'm just like, fuck, why do you think you're so much better than everybody? You're in a fucking 12 step program, man.
It's this weird smug know-it-all thing.
Right. Like, we don't come here well.
Yeah. And it doesn't go over well, whether your deal is being fucking hippie naturalist vegan.
Right.
Or like fucking anything at all. Right.
Right.
Whether your thing is being like, no, you got to eat the meat and go to the gym and
carnivore, and dude. Carnivore. Yes.
Right. Those people are essentially exactly the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't think it's hippie stoners or whatever. I think I can see where you're going because I agree with you, but it's just that attitude.
Yeah,
it's just the attitude of I'm better than you.
Yeah, because there's plenty of hippie stoners.
Yeah, that are cool.
Yeah, and they're like, I'm into what I'm into. Yeah. You're into what you're into.
And we don't have to. Yeah, they don't go around fucking telling you to be vegan.
Yeah, we can talk about the fucking giants or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, they don't have to tell you. Or we talk about. Yeah, I mean, those people I like.
Yeah.
It's when they. Yeah.
It's those fucking smug know-it-all bastards.
It's just when they think they're better than you. No, yeah. Just like,
it's obnoxious, man.
Man. You just got me on that I'll pray for you people.
Ugh. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Fuck those people. I'll pray for you. Yeah. Oh, you.
You son of a bitch. I'll give you something to pray for me.
Yeah, I will give you something to pray for.
That used to irritate the piss out of me.
Yeah.
Because I was not an okay guy when I got sober, right?
Yeah.
Like, I was just not okay, man. For a long fucking time, I wasn't okay. Since I talked about the weed thing, I'm going to talk about this. So I'm going to just go on a roll.
All right.
I was not okay for a long time, dude. And people put up with my shit, right? They put up with me, and they probably talked some shit behind my back or whatever, but they never, like, turned their back on me. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they let me grow, right? They let me grow up.
Yeah.
Right? They let me grow out of whatever the fuck I was going through, and they let me grow up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important. Other people didn't. Other people would judge me.
Yeah.
Right? I knew it. And mm-hmm. I mean, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do.
Knew it.
Yeah.
And you know when somebody's in it, you're sitting in a place and somebody's judging you,
mm-hmm.
and you're just like, fuck that guy.
Yeah, I'm fortunately I've gotten to a point where it's like if somebody's judging me, I'm like, man, I would hate to be sitting in your judgmental fucking hemorrhoid ridden ass.
Well, and that's what I mean years later, right? Yeah. I had the opportunity to grow up, right?
Yeah, yeah,
I had the opportunity to make mistakes and to grow up. And like I didn't have to get loaded over it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now I could see when somebody's doing that shit.
Yeah.
Right. I could see when somebody's like judging somebody and it's not my business. It's just like this other stuff that I keep getting on my internet feed about how AA is a cult.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Or 12 step groups are a cult or whatever.
I love seeing that.
I do too, dude. I do too. Because number one, there isn't a leader. So therefore, I don't know where we get cult status, but whatever. That's not the point.
Well, not all cults have leaders.
Yeah.
But
that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is like, I really want to engage in that stuff. But because I learned a long time ago where that stuff gets me, where that stuff leads me,
mm-hmm.
I don't engage.
Right.
Right. I don't leave a comment. I don't fucking, I watch the video amused and I leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I don't let it like, I don't engage with it because I went through that, dude. I remember thinking that exact same thing, except I was at a bar. There was no internet. I was at a bar telling the bartender how fucking AA was a cult.
I'm sure every bartender gets an earful about how AA is a cult by some sloppy drunk at least twice a week.
Dude, I used to, and then I would get really drunk. I would get super hammered, dude. And I would start, I'd start quoting Bill's story. Like just quoting Bill's story. So if you're not in a 12-step program, I'm sorry, but this is me. And I'm just putting it out there now. But yeah, dude, I would tell people how it was a cult. Like I would tell anybody who would listen to me at the time and like how they brainwashed me and all this other stuff. And now I'm free. So I know exactly where those people are coming from.
Yeah.
Except I didn't have the internet. And if I did have the internet and I did it when I was loaded, it would be me fucking slobbering all over myself.
All over yourself on the way back from the fucking dispensary.
Yeah.
And then, like, ranting on Facebook, right? Yeah. Like, I could brag. I could be like, hey, man, I had a Facebook back when you needed a .edu address to have one. Dude, that's so old. That just makes me an old person.
It does make you an old person. You know what they say now? I was watching this thing. You know what they say?
What?
They say TikTok is for, like, young girls.
Uh-huh.
Teenage girls or whatever, yeah. And teenage dudes.
Yeah.
Like Instagram's for adults. And guess what they say Facebook's for?
Old people.
Old people.
Yeah. Facebook's for old people. Facebook's for your mom, man. That's what Facebook's for. Right? Like right. Instagram is like a little too much of a sensory overload for her.
Yeah.
So she goes to Facebook.
Yeah. But you know how it is when Facebook was like the thing?
Yeah.
Like everybody had a Facebook?
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, that one guy that used to make fun of me in high school wants to be my friend now.
Yeah. I remember when Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion and everybody was like, psh, bad move, guys.
Yeah.
Well, you really overpaid for that dog shit.
Yeah. Netflix just did something similar.
Well, they're trying to buy...
No, they did buy fucking Paramount and...
No, they're trying to.
And
they haven't
HBO
done it.
Max.
They haven't done it. They're trying to.
Yeah.
They haven't done it yet.
But fuck, it's like Netflix is going to own the world of movies.
Nah. So they still got Disney as a counterpoint.
That's true.
Yeah.
Although people like boycotting Disney now.
Well, you know, everybody gets their shit in a bunch about something.
What were they boycotting Disney about a couple months ago?
Who fucking knows? Remember when everybody was pissed off because they made The Little Mermaid black and people were freaking out? They're like, mermaids!
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
They're white.
Yeah, dude.
You can't do that. Mermaids are white. And I'm like, dude, mermaids aren't real.
Mermaids are
white.
How do you know, man? How do you know?
People were fucking like veins were bulging out of their foreheads.
That's like saying Aquaman is a real superhero.
Dude, yeah. There's fucking like, there's this thing where like black people like to cosplay as much, well, maybe not as much as white people, but there are black people who like to cosplay.
Right.
And if one of them goes to a convention cosplaying as Superman, people will give them shit because they're like, Superman is white. And here's the thing. Superman is not a Caucasian. He's a fucking space alien. And you're freaking out?
Because from a make-believe planet.
From a make-believe place.
Called Krypton.
Yeah. And you're freaking out because you don't like the melanin in the skin of the guy wearing the fucking underpants on his outside? It's crazy, dude.
Dude, people get worked up over the craziest stuff.
It is so fucking... But that the Little Mermaid thing.
I remember what the Little Mermaid thing.
People were livid. Yeah. Mermaids are white.
Yeah. And they'd even like say stuff like, I'm not a racist, but mermaids are white.
Yeah. It's like, oh, shit, man. Technically, that's not a racist statement. It's just like, do you actually think mermaids are real?
That's my bigger question.
That's crazy.
Like, dude, Disney people freak me out.
People who are all into Disney.
Yeah, they freak me out. It's like, dude, you're a grown-ass adult, and you're going to walk 17 miles, stand in line for 3 hours to get on a 10-minute ride, and then go see some fucking people that are dressed up in a costume.
Yeah.
Dance around.
Yeah.
A pass.
Yeah.
Like, dude. And there's people that are like, I got a coworker. She's like really into Disney, dude.
No, I know people who are really into Disney.
Like her bumper stickers are all fucking Disney bumper stickers. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like the happiest place on earth or whatever.
Yeah.
Dude, you're telling me to go to the happiest place on earth. You're going to spend what? Like $200 for tickets.
Mm-hmm.
For one person,
yeah,
you're going to spend at least another $200 on food or whatever when you get in the place because you're going to eat when you're there. You're not smart enough to bring your own food.
Yeah, not to mention Disneyland is like 400 miles away from here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to walk 17 miles. I mean, 17 is just an average, I'm thinking.
Right.
Right. It could be longer.
I very much doubt it's that long.
Yeah.
But I know what you're saying.
But you're going to stand in line for 3 fucking hours.
Yeah.
To go on a ride that lasts 10 minutes.
If that. Yeah. How many rides actually last 10 minutes?
Right. And then, so maybe if you go all day, maybe you get 3 rides. 4.
Well, I don't think people really go to Disneyland for the rides.
Then what the fuck are they doing there?
I don't know. I'm not a Disney person, man. But they seem to like it. Let them have the shit they like.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. So you're telling me you're going to go to Disneyland, you're going to spend $200 to get in, and you're just going to meander around for a day.
Yeah.
And not go on any of the fucking rides.
Well, they're probably going some of the rides.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Disneyland doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
But people go. A lot of people go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have the whole Disney. Tell me, man, the way my dating life's going, I'm going to wind up with the girlfriend that's fucking into Disney. It's going
to
happen.
You know what? A girlfriend that's into Disney is at least it's like you never have to wonder what to get her for her birthday.
Right.
Just get her a goddamn Disney thing.
Right. And I'm going to be one of those fucking dudes that just keep it all inside. I keep it all inside. How irritated I am.
Look, my wife likes the Spice Girls. She's not all about the Spice Girls.
Right.
But sometimes I'll walk into the room and she's listening to the Spice Girls.
But if there was a Spice Girls reunion, would she flip out?
No. I don't believe so.
I've never known your wife to be a kind of person that flips out over stuff.
Oh, she'll flip out over stuff, but not over a Spice Girls reunion.
She seems like more she'd flip out over some kind of weird animal part.
Yeah, or an unexpected puddle indoors. Like if I get out of the shower and I haven't fully dried off.
Right.
I mean, she won't flip out, but I feel like it's a bit of an overreaction.
It's a puddle inside.
The bathroom is flooded.
Oh, you like that, huh?
Yeah, and I'm like,
I'm talking like flip, like just freak, like you know how people get when their favorite bands reunited.
Yes, I do.
That's what I mean. Not like get angry at you.
Yeah, no. I once had a girlfriend who her favorite band did like a reunion show.
Right,
and she missed it. She didn't hear about it. And it was a whole fucking thing.
It was a whole thing, wasn't it? I mean, I flipped out. There was a time, there was like back in 96, I'm dating myself here.
Yeah.
But back in the year of our Lord, 1996.
30 years ago.
Yeah. The original KISS group, the original members of KISS got back together.
Yeah.
All four of them, the original guys.
Yeah.
And I flipped out on that because I like, as a kid, I was like a huge KISS fan.
Yeah, I get it.
But tickets were like $350 for cheap seats. So,
and in the 90s, that is a lot of money.
Yeah. So I was like, eh, a pat.
In the 90s, that was your rent.
Yeah. And that was like more than, that was like, I don't know, man. I was paying quite a bit of money for rent even in the 90s.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't get, because like I flipped out when they got, when I heard they were getting back together.
Yeah.
Right. And then they promised this great, and anyway, they promised this great new album and it turned out to be a crappy album.
Of course.
That's, well, the other thing that's a bummer.
When nobody says we're working on a new album and we think it's going to suck.
That's the other thing. You like your favorite band gets back together and they're like, dude, we're going to work on new music. We're going to work on new music. And then they release something. You're like, fuck.
Yeah.
That? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like when Metallica and Lou Reed did a record together.
I don't remember that. What I do remember is, and this is the thing that I've brought it up a bunch of times on the podcast.
Right.
And this is the thing, it like left a scar on my psyche. The Offspring's album Following Americana.
Yeah, that one's crap too.
Was such garbage.
To me, Americana was crap.
I thought Americana was a pretty good album.
Because I liked the first two. I liked it, the Smash, and I liked Ixnay on the Ombre.
Yeah, those were great albums.
And then they came out with Americana. And I was like,
which felt like a bit of a sellout.
Yeah. Until I heard the kids aren't our.
Yeah. It was overall a good album. Yeah. It was solid.
But Metallica, how have you not heard that Metallica did an album with Lou Reed?
Because I haven't really paid much attention to Metallica's new releases since Reload.
Really?
Yeah. And that was back in the 90s, I guess.
Yeah. Dude, but they've done like.
But here's the thing. Like, I loved their first five albums,
right,
or whatever.
Does.
And then Load, and I'm like, yeah, it's okay. And then Reload, and I'm like, you know.
You know what's happened to me recently?
What?
Is Load has grown on me. I hated Load when it came out.
Yeah.
And like the last, I want to say year.
Yeah.
I started listening to it because they reissued it.
Yeah.
With a bunch of remixes and shit. And I started listening to it. I'm like, dude, this isn't actually half bad.
All
right. I mean, there's some songs on there you could kind of be like, hey, I could kind of give it. I don't really need that one, but that's what the skip button's for.
A few months ago, I re-listened to Conspiracy of One.
Right.
Out of curiosity.
Right.
Just to see if maybe like.
Does it still suck?
Yeah. Because like the prequel trilogy of Star Wars.
Right.
I was a little pissed at, off at when it came out.
Everybody
But it's aged really well.
Yeah, it has.
So
I remember when those movies came out, everybody had something to say.
Yeah. So I thought maybe Conspiracy of One has aged
well.
No, man. No. It's aged like a turd.
No, there's like so one good song on that album.
It's no longer as offensive as it was.
Right.
It's now just a stale turd.
Right. But no, so Metallica did an album with Lou Reed called Lulu.
Okay.
It is worst. Pile of garbage. Like, and I love Metallica, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But they did that, and then they did fucking Some Kind of Monster, right? Those two records, like Lulu and then Some Kind of Monster, or maybe it was the other way around. I can't remember, but what I do remember is both those albums were fucking horrible.
Yeah, Some Kind of Monster was not great.
Right? The only thing good about Some Kind of Monster was the little movie they did when they came with it.
I like the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The little behind the scene,
the little documentary.
But dude, this Lou Reed album, the other day I tried to like, I was at the gym and I was like, I need something to listen to. And I'm like, it came up on my Spotify thing.
So you gave it a shot.
I gave it a shot, dude. And I'm like 2 minutes into this thing. And I'm like, this is garbage.
Garbage.
Because you hear Lou Reed and it's fucking, he doesn't sing, dude. He doesn't sing. He like talks. If you've ever listened to Lou Reed, you know, hey, babe. Take a ride on the wild side.
Oh, that's Lou Reed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do. That part is him, but.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't really sing, dude. He's like, it sounds like he's reading something. And you got James Hetfield screaming and you got these annoying drums.
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, dude, this is awful.
Yeah.
This is horrible. And I turned it off like 2 minutes in. And I can't. There's no way somebody could tell me, like, you got to get into the deeper tracks. There's no way I'm going past track one on that.
sometimes you do have to get into the deeper tracks. Sometimes they think they like really knocked it out of the park with the first track.
Right.
And it's just them being too enamored with their own work.
Right.
But there is some decent stuff after. Not this album.
Not this album. No. Yeah. No. Everybody that I know that has listened to it, they're like, yeah, dude, I tried. Mm-hmm. And it's just, you, and it's long, dude. It's like, there's like 13 songs on it.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like 70 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, Metallica doesn't do the tight 2 minute song.
No. And you're just like, and yeah, I just put it down. I was just like, nah, I'm not going to listen to that. I would rather listen to, yeah, that's the other thing. One of my predictions is they're going to come true in 2026, dude.
Okay.
The boy band thing.
All right.
Because they just released Bottle Rock. The festival they have up in Napa?
Oh, yeah, the Bottle Rock.
Yeah. Guess who one of the headline bands is?
Is it NSYNC?
No.
Is it Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
Is it really?
Yes.
I fucking want to go.
Don't you?
I do.
I had this friend, this girl. She was my friend. We weren't fooling around or anything. She was just my friend. And she was really into the Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
And she fucking suckered me in. Dude, and then like, I hate to admit it. But I kind of got into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
She got me with that song. There's this song they did, Show Me the Meaning of Being Lonely. Yeah,
dude, fucking Backstreet Boys is good, dude.
Tearjerker, dude.
Yeah.
Tearjerker. Like, and I'm like death metal, like, you know what I mean? Hardcore metal, yeah. Like, but you throw in a little Backstreet Boys song, dude, I ain't turning it.
Yeah, I fucking like, I dig me some Backstreet Boys.
Right.
And I never would have admitted that back when they were current.
I don't think any dude would.
No. One time I was at home and I was fucking, but and it was just me at home alone.
Right.
So I'm like bumping it on the main stereo.
Right.
And then there's a knock at the door.
You're like, oh shit.
Yeah. And it was one of my friends and I'm like, oh god damn it.
Yeah, dude. There's some embarrassing stuff you couldn't get into back in the day. Like now you're just like, you know what? I'm cool with that stuff.
Yeah.
What was it? There's another band. There was like a new wave band in the 80s that all the girls were into. Duran Duran.
All right.
Duran Duran was like huge in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like they were like fucking huge.
All I really remember about Duran Duran is that Duran Duran is neither Duran nor Duran.
There's no Duran or Duran.
That's an SNL deep cut
yes,
for you.
Yes, it is. But dude, they got some good shit too.
Yeah.
And like, you know what? It's all right to listen to some Duran Duran and little Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of rips.
Yeah.
It kind of rips, to be if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Get you a little fucking Backstreet Boys sesh.
Yeah, dude.
Sitting near fucking
Backstreet's back. All right. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, man, that's our episode. Kind of, I don't know. I think it was pretty good. Just kind of bullshitting.
Yeah, that's when we're at our best.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, if you listened all the way through, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, do you have any more predictions for the year 2026?
I don't. I think I used them all up, man.
All right. Me neither. But I'll try to come up with one.
I mean, we're already like a week into it.
All right. I predict in 2026, the American military will abduct a world leader.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a spicy one there.
It is.
But you saved it to the end to where we may have one person listening.
Yeah, I also like, though I knew this from the very beginning, I've only said it like 2 weeks after it already happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we already do that?
Yeah, that shit in Venezuela.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did do that. Anyway, that's our episode. If you guys listened all the way through, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Leave us a comment, you know, tell us about your favorite Backstreet Boys song.
Yeah. Or about your day. Hey, Shane, I want you to look at something.
What's that?
You see this squash? It's a Blue Hubbard squash, but from this angle, does it not look like a tot dog scrotum?
I don't know what a tot dog scrotum is.
Do you know what a scrotum is?
I know what a scrotum is.
Do you know what a dog is?
I know what a dog is.
All right. When a dog's scrotum gets tight, right? And it's kind of smooth with the two balls poking out.
I don't look at a dog's scrotum, dude.
You've never had a dog roll over and be like, hey, rub my belly and there's its scrotum? You can't not see it. It's right there.
I've only had female dogs, dude.
I've also only had female dogs, but I've I've been present for many male dogs. Like, they've just been around in the world as I've been living.
Right. I've never...
And
I've never looked at a dog scrotum, okay?
I sure have.
Sorry.
I sure have.
I have not.
And this Blue Hubbard squash looks like a taut dog scrotum.
All right. On that note, that shit was funny.
Thank you.
On that note, it is time to cue the music. That's the end of the episode. If you're still here, thanks for listening. Leave us a comment. If you go to our website, ShaneAndIShow.com, sign up for our email list, you get these episodes delivered right to your inbox before anybody else.
Yeah.
And you can leave us a voicemail right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, till next time, America.
Yep.
Don't be a
dick. Don't be a dick.